And Brandon Merriweather is with us here, as he is every Monday as well. Good to see you.
Good to see y'all. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Brandon?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we were just talking about if anybody would notice any difference in how the game was being played around the NFL this weekend. I didn't notice much of a difference. Did you feel that you played the game differently this week?
No. I told y'all last week I wasn't, though. You know, I just lowered my target zone. That's all I did. I took some much needed advice from some people that, you know, I trust. Ben Big V is one of them. You know, I took some advice from him and Bianca, and you know, I talked to Mr. Kraft and Bill, and you know, everybody just told me, you know, continue playing, and just lower your target zone.
Because you had a pretty big hit there. I mean, you had several hits, but you had one real big one yesterday with a shoulder to the chest, textbook kind of tackle, and a big, big hit without any of the stuff that the NFL is worried about now.
I hope so. We'll never
know. FedEx envelopes this week?
No. We'll find out Wednesday. We'll find out Wednesday if that was a legal hit or not.
No, I think you're in pretty good shape. You know, Greg Aiello from the NFL was tweeting out some stuff yesterday saying that in the first 12 games of the day that the players did a great job and, you know, no helmet-to-helmet hits, no illegal hits. So I think you're in pretty good shape this week. Let me ask you, you had a hell of a week. Lots of events, lots of commentary about what you did. You heard from a lot of people. Just give us a sense of the week that you had and what it did for you mentally.
To be honest, I kind of let that week go. I really wasn't even thinking about it. I was going on like it was a regular week. Besides talking to people that I don't, you know, don't get to talk to as much, you know, people calling me, just telling me keep playing, keep my head up. But other than that, you know, it was just like a normal week for me. You know, I didn't watch SportsCenter as much. You know, I just did all the little things that, you know, that somebody who trying to get over it will do.
Did you call Rodney or did he call you?
He called me. How you know I talked to Rodney?
He said he talked to you. He said that he talked to you last
week. Yeah, your phone is tapped. I see that.
I really believe that sometimes. I really do believe that sometimes.
What did it mean to you to have a guy like Rodney call you up and say, hey, listen to me here?
It means a lot. You know, coming from, you know, one hitter to another, you know, when he came to me and told me, you know, You just can't do it no more. You know, you can't play like that no more. And he just explained why he was saying the things he said on TV, you know, and I was like, you know, I would never look at it that way, but you know, he was saying, you know, basically just looking from the outside in instead of the inside out, you know, it's you see the game in a totally different way. You know, I even said to him, I said, man, you know, if you were playing, you would have never said them things. He was like, yeah, you're right. But I'm not playing no more. I'm looking from, you know, the outside in. And to be honest, we can't have that. I was like, all right, you know, I respect that. You know, the fact that he actually had the audacity to come and tell me why he said the things he said. And I respect that.
You know, Brandon, as a first-round pick, you know, the expectations for you are different than a lot of guys. You know, third-round picks get, certain expectations are there for them. But first-round picks, it's a completely different ballgame. When you look at your game since you've been in the NFL, what do you feel like you have to do better, or what do you feel like you can do better to be a consistent Pro Bowler?
I'll just do what my coaches ask me. You know, not trying to go outside of the scheme or anything. I'll just do what my coaches ask me, and when I get a chance, make the play. You know, because the difference between Pro Bowlers and people who never make it is that the Pro Bowlers make the plays when they give them the opportunity, and you know, people who don't make it don't.
Is it tough for you to or was it tough for you to do what the coaches asked, to trust in what the coaches were telling you? And the reason I ask is you told us a couple times that you decided to freestyle instead of do what the coaches were saying. So I'm wondering is it your instinct versus what the coaches are telling you?
No, you know, it's not hard for me to do what the coaches ask me. I just, you know, sometimes, you know, I just get the urge to, you know, go outside the defense, you know, and for the last couple of weeks, you know, I've been better with that. I've been pretty much, you know, doing exactly what they ask me and, you know, making them play when I get a chance.
It seems as though the offensive numbers for the Chargers get skewed a little bit because you guys, once you went up that long drive at the beginning of the third quarter, it looked like you were playing defense a little differently, keeping everything in front of you, almost letting them make plays, but also chewing up clock. Is that fair that some of the numbers were because of the style of defense you were playing at that point?
No. The Chargers are a very, very good offense. You know, you got to assume that eventually they're going to find out what you're doing and they're going to, you know, do something to make plays. You know, North Turner is a great offensive coordinator and a good head coach. So, you know, for whenever you're playing against somebody like that with Phillip Rivers and, you know, and Gates and all the other weapons they got, you know, you got to assume that eventually, you know, they're going to start to make plays.
Could you tell watching him that Gates wasn't 100%? I mean, just seeing him standing across the line from you?
No, I even told him in the game, I said, man, you playing possum. You playing possum because you don't seem like you hurt to me. So, you know, that was the way we, during the game we was talking, but no, I don't think he was hurt at all.
How often do you think about the rules of the game? The reason I ask that is, you know, you had a situation yesterday where a charger didn't realize it was a live ball. A couple of chargers didn't realize it was a live ball, and you guys recovered it. Another time, a guy was acting like it was college football. He made a catch. He went to the ground, and he left the ball on the ground. How often do you think about some of the nuts and bolts of football?
You know, when you first get in the league, you think about it all the time. You know, but now it's like second nature to me. You know, I don't even think about it. Even though it was my fault, you know, that he actually threw the ball on the ground because instead of me touching him, I jumped over him, not even thinking about that I need to tag him down. And James Sander made a very good play.
Good play on your part, huh?
You knew exactly. you can say you did that on purpose.
Yeah,
because you knew he was going to make a mental mistake.
I could. But, you know, I prefer to give the credit to James and say he made a better play and I made a dumb one.
On the lateral, the incompleted lateral, it looked like Pepper was the guy screaming and yelling on the sidelines.
He was saying,
get on the ball, get on the ball.
You know, our coaches always do that. You know, even, you know, if it was a pass down the field, you know, and they got caught and knocked down and they said incomplete pass, our coaches always say pick it up anyway. You know, we always been taught that, you know, whenever the ball comes out, no matter where it comes out, you pick it up. You give it to the ref. So if it's something we could review and get the ball, we'll do it.
Smart way to play it.
It is. It's a very smart way to play.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to ask you, when you go into that game, I mean, we all have our pregame predictions of how it's going to play out, and we don't know what we're talking about, but we throw it out there anyway. When you go into that game against San Diego, as a defender, what guy do you say, we have to take this one away? We cannot let this guy beat us. Is it Rivers? Is it Gates? Who is it?
Actually, we went into this game saying we got to make them one-dimensional. And, you know, our front seven, you know, been telling us all year, you know, we'll handle the run, y'all handle the pass. You know, so when we seen the front seven start to handle the run, you know, we got to focus a little more on the pass and stopping, you know, some of their better players. So, you know, it ain't necessarily saying, you know, we got to stop this one player. We say, you know, you got to make them one-dimensional.
Kind of running low on safeties on this team all of a sudden, aren't you? Man, oh man.
That's what it seems like, huh? We seem like we get somebody hurt every week.
But a kid like Sergio Brown gets elevated off the practice squad and comes out there on Sunday and makes plays for you.
Sergio is a very good player. He is. He's a very good player. You know, he's not one of them players who you look at and be like, I don't know if he could play. I don't know if he's going to be good in this system. No, he could play. He's a very good player.
Were you surprised at all that your coach elected to go for it on 4th-and-1?
No. You know, that's coach. You know, coach is an aggressive coach, and that's what we love about him. The fact that he, you know, when somebody else won't do it, he would.
What was the defense saying when you guys went back out on the field? What were you saying?
We were saying, man, it's time to play. You know, we was happy about it. We was like, all right, now we get to show everybody how good our defense really is. And, you know, I think we did that.
Held him off the board.
Yeah, we did.
You didn't mind the 5-yard penalty, though, to make the
field goal
for 50,
right? Oh, I was so happy after I seen him jump on that. I was so happy. I was like, hey, it went from a 45-yarder to a 50. You know, the chances of a team making a 50-yard field goal is not very good.
We always appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Brandon Merriweather joining us on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.